T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We do have some Cowboys news coming out of practice. Let's jump into it. General at your service, at ease. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion, the proud UT dad. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 5 flawless. Of course, Woolchuck and Shia follower here. Carter Freeman is here coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan without any delay. DeMarvian Overshown left practice early with trainers. Anxiety was running high on Cowboys Twitter. Now, Joseph Hoyt has said it sounds like it was something with his hand or his finger in a drill. Okay. So that'd be fine. You know,
yeah, unless he's got knee. Unless he's got Luka fingers, right? Isn't Luka out with a finger situation?
Yeah. I figure just as a linebacker, you know, you can at least play through it.
He's too tough for all that.
We can buddy tape this thing, or worst case scenario,
nothing
put some sort of a club on there
with a club.
Yeah,
go out there.
Yeah, that's just true. What was that? Thomas Davis in that Panthers Panthers Broncos Super Bowl. What an absolute savage! But that's why I never understand these guys that actually play football sans gloves.
Oh yeah.
You know, these gloveless players, especially defensively or whatever, never could understand that.
Should watch David Bailey at Tech. He's a gloveless man.
Oh, it's bad for the aesthetic. Just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
You know?
It looks a little naked.
This is week two of a 3-week return to play window for DeMarvian Overshown coming off IR. Brian, you hearing anything to be concerned about?
Well, I asked about the injury. Hopefully, in some time in our show, we'll get that information. Okay. I think right now, like I said, any other updates or anything like that, I have not heard about for any of the other guys and stuff like that. So wait and see how that. But I did ask about Overshown, and hopefully everything's okay.
Good news about him, the knee brace is an accessory and not a necessity.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's huge.
I've heard that somewhere. You do have Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. Ryan will talk you through the opponent's defense coming up at 3:40 here in Krusty's Corner. Looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
We have Jake Ferguson coming up at 5:35. Trayvon Diggs was running on the sideline. Looks to me, I don't know, maybe he's testing a knee a little bit, you know, just seeing how he's feeling, seeing how he's running. Seems like that, I guess that knee surgery is optional. Otherwise, you wouldn't be testing like that running with it. But, that's just me spitballing here. But I guess an encouraging sign to see Trayvon Diggs moving around at practice. Stay tuned. We'll have more details on Cowboys practice as they become available throughout the day. It was kind of a comedy hour with Matt Eberflus on stage today. The coordinator spoke, and I guess comedy hours mean, I don't know. I guess it's a must-lie situation. But he was asked if players are still adjusting to his scheme. He said, I don't think that's the issue. He also said, we have the guys in the building to get the job done. So cue the laugh track on that one. And I do appreciate what Flus is doing. You have to show confidence. Even the best teams are looking for better players. So You know, show confidence in your guys. You don't want them thinking that you're trying to get them replaced. You want them believing in each other. You know, you don't want them pointing the finger. You don't want to lead to, you know, a big discussion about that. But internally, they got to be, you know, at their wits' end, because everything they've said basically means we just need them to play better. And you know, we're out of ideas. Like, how many times they simplified? I think they simplified it a couple of times.
They did.
They brought in some different guys. But
the secondary.
Could you go from one word checks to like one letter checks? Like, how else can you dumb it down?
Yeah, I guess the only letter that comes to mind for me is a big F for most of the players on that team. You get a fail, you get a fail. But, you know, you got to be constructive. You don't want to kill morale.
No.
And you know?
And if you've already...
You got to lie like this.
Absolutely.
You might already kill morale.
I wonder I mean, how many players the way you in played. There. I mean, buying what you're selling.
You think Diggs has bought into what's going on?
Oh, Diggs was the most outspoken about not buying in.
Yeah. You think, you know, that to me, you're getting guys in that building right now that are kind of, you know, they're talking to each other like, man, this is just not good. And they're the problem is, they're looking at the other side of the ball and they're going, damn, we can't do anything right now to help these guys. You know,
do you think part of it's like we traded Micah, you know?
I think there's people in the room that are glad that Micah's gone.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's the buy-in what you need to have.
But for the players, it's an easy excuse. Like, man, this team took away our best player. You kidding me?
It's always the easy excuse.
Yeah.
It's always the easy excuse.
And for Eberflus, you can't talk about that. You know how Jerry is, that's a pain point for him.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't say what's true, which is, wow, they've given us some really bad players here in this front office. And then they traded away one of the few good players we got. That's the truth.
I asked you guys this question. You think Stephen Jones regrets saying he had the run defense fixed after the trade? How embarrassing is that?
Yeah,
you know, extremely.
That you believed in your ends and your linebackers, and you believed you believed that if you get Kenny Clark, that you were going to play better run defense.
Yeah,
that wasn't the case at all, bro.
No,
not at all.
Yeah, and you said you could scheme up pressure too.
Yeah.
What's the bigger fail right now? The Cowboys believing they could do that, or the Mavs thinking they would have a good defense?
They're sacrificing
having a point guard in the name of defense, and they still can't defend.
It's a joke.
That is, dude.
I'd lean the Cowboys just because there's still so much season left for the Mavs, but both are right there.
Now, the Mavs season is toasted.
Just things you regret, you know, say without really making sure that, you know, making sure that it actually was true.
Okay, I do like how Clayton Adams is rolling up there on the podium. He was asked about their struggles on the run game against the Broncos. He said inconsistent. He added that sometimes teams struggle and are just getting their butt kicked, but when we're struggling, it's because we're not getting high-level execution from everybody on every play. Mm-hmm. We have to grow up and be better as an entire group. The last time he talked like this, they went out there and had a great game. Yeah. They put up huge numbers against Washington. So I like that this man has standards.
Standards.
Yeah. The execution part again.
Well, and this game means a little something to him too, right?
That's the
former team.
Sure. That's the deal too. When you say the execution part, it's like, you really don't want to tell, you don't want to teach anybody really what the problem is here. Maybe you don't want to talk about it, you know, and bring up the problems, the issues that you have. You know, execution's always the way
of saying.
It's a
buzzword, right?
Yeah, it's a buzzword when you don't really want to explain what the problem is. You know, that's what I think. But I get it. Those guys can't stand up there and say, hey, our team sucks because of this. You know?
What do you want them to say? The players aren't good enough, or we're failing at this part of execution?
No, I want to, you know, every once in a while you have to. And maybe they do in meetings. Maybe they're going up to Terrence Steele and like, listen, man, if you set this deep next time, and you end up in Dak's lap, we're going to put somebody else in there.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, maybe that's something that's being said, but I think you also have to be pretty honest about it, too. I mean, every time you say the word execution or this, that, you know, we just roll our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, you know, it's just, execution, right? How about getting some better players? How about coach them a little better? That'd be good.
Do they got their guys for the future of this offensive line, other than Steele, you think?
I think so. I think
they might even keep Steele because of how good he's been in the run game at times.
Well, I think I'd play Nate Thomas if it was me. Mm. I think he's the one guy that I would switch out. If you said, okay, go switch somebody on offense, I would switch him out and see if you could get a little bit more power on that right side.
Okay, Ricky Scoops is back.
He's back.
He says Cowboys and Niners both expected to add defensive linemen before Tuesday's trade deadline. I'm not tracking Ricky Scoops. I guess he was right about Micah, so he has credibility. But has he been taking a bunch of swings and misses, or do we still need to take this guy as credible?
No, he's really not a guy that takes – he's not a volume shooter. He's really not. Like,
he just sprinkles it out when he has something.
Yeah.
And he disappears.
I like that.
He pops back up.
I like that. So, you know, hopefully this is a big name.
Yeah.
A lot of big names have been rumored.
Very vague.
The Gang of Seven feel like that Dallas is looking at both defensive tackle and defensive end.
Okay.
Yeah. They feel like that's kind of, you know, we could talk about the linebacker, the safety. I mean, we could talk about all that. They probably feel like that the safety one is really muddy. The linebacker one, they're gonna get Sanborn back. They're gonna get Overshown back. That's kind of where they're thinking, I think, right now with that. And so, you know, defensive tackle, you know, there needs to be a change there with Mozzie and JT right now. You're not getting enough out of your one. You're really not getting enough out of your one technique. Your three technique, Solomon Thomas, has honestly been your three technique.
I'm really concerned about Osa right now.
Yeah.
He has not been playing well, and that's someone that you just locked up. And for that to be kind of the big spot in this Eberflus defense, and even that's not really giving you production,
yeah,
I'm concerned with him.
There's something in the water with paying dudes, and then they immediately are just not the best versions of themselves. It even happened with Dak
Ferguson's
and Lamb last year.
Right, Jake Ferguson.
Okay, good call, good call.
I'm just trying to throw one out there that seems to be working
the optimism
but
there.
But he gets the G-bag bump, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
not
true. Everybody
gets that.
We need to get Osa on the show.
Yeah, and Deron Bland, get them all on the show. It'd be worth it. Okay, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, Quinnen Williams. Those are the top four targets right now, right? When we're talking edges or defensive tackles specifically.
Yeah.
Names, those are the guys we're looking for. We have another scam in sports. This is Don Van Natta and Jeff Passan.
Oh.
Those are the boogeymen.
Apparently it's somehow tied.
The long and short of things.
Somehow it's tied into the same mafia people that were, I don't know. But anyway, federal law officers are investigating a youth baseball company owned by the Players Association that spent at least $3.9 million while holding few sparsely attended live events for kids. Sources familiar with the inquiry telling ESPN the Florida-based business Players Way has generated barely six figures in revenue since its founding in 2019, while the union said it's put $3.9 million into the company. So it looks like the Baseball Players Association, the union, has gotten scammed by some folks that put together this group called Players Way that was going to reorganize how youth baseball operates. And they put on a couple of events. Actually, Josh Young was in the story. Apparently, he was the face of one of the tournaments that they actually did pull off.
No.
Yes. But the officials say Players Way funds largely paid this six-figure annual salary of its executives and consultants. So I don't think Josh Young was like drawn a paycheck or was involved in the scam. I think maybe he was an endorser or a celebrity whose face was there. So I don't want to implicate him in any way of that. What it looked like is, you know, some pretty slick talking guys. Maybe they had a big plan to bring this Players Way thing along that the MLB Players Association would support. But what it ended up being is them just basically paying salaries for themselves and some friends. And they got the union for about $4 million. They got an ongoing criminal investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, which last week brought criminal indictments against two NBA coaches, a current player, and nearly two dozen mafia-connected figures. So the intersection of scams and sports continues here. Ty Lue was reportedly in attendance at one of Chauncey Billups' poker games, is the other scam and sports update of the day. You guys see that?
Yeah. Yeah. And Ty Lue claims Chauncey Billups to be like one of his very best friends. Yeah. Hired him on staff with the Clippers when Lue became the head coach there at one point. And Lue's a big time high roller poker dude living in Vegas in the off season and things like that. So he's certainly in that world. I have no idea if he's a part of all the scamming, but he's a little too close for comfort.
Merely
right now.
A coincidence.
Yeah, just a mere coincidence.
Just merely a coincidence.
Maybe he was a victim. Like, hey, I can get Ty Lue at this game. He loves to play big stakes.
See, that would be tough.
And then like, scamming?
That's like one of your best friends. He hired you on his staff when he became a head coach. Like, that makes Billups look like even worse, like even more of a bleep hole if you're going to do that to one of your own friends, let alone just anybody. But I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's it might not be hard to say. Is Klay Thompson over the hill? Possibly. But the numbers are in from his first four games. Mavs got a nice comeback win last night against the Pacers. Enjoyed it. But this season, 5 points, one rebound, one assist, 8 points, four rebounds, two assists, 8 points, four rebound, one steal. His high on the season so far through five games is 10 points. I know right before the season started, we had Tim Cato on, and he said at some point maybe it'll be time for Klay Thompson to exit the starting lineup. It's got to be now, right? With how this team's struggling. Klay Thompson, we're done here.
It's tough because you need as many floor spacers as you can get, and like in theory, he is that guy for you. But it is tough to watch at times. You're like, how does the shot get that bad?
Yeah,
how are you straight ahead and you hit the the right, like you just don't hit the rim and you just all glass that thing?
I think it's 28% right now from the floor.
That's so quality.
So it's tough.
The ball sack reports on good. Twitter about Klay Thompson are just hilarious, dude. Like, if you just go skim through ball sack sports on Twitter, they are just inundated with Klay Thompson fake reports.
That feel true
because of how bad he's been.
Yes, it's horrible. He started slow last year, but I think he ended up shooting over 40% from three.
He did. Statistically, he was bad last year.
But it's got to be as a gun off the bench to support the second unit at this point in his career. It's just horrible watching him try to defend. And for as many athletes as you have on the floor, like, there's critical breakdowns happening that you can't do anything about. When they're that bad. Okay, we got G-Bag of the Day champion coming up on the other side. Then Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Buddy, where are you taking that?
All right, we got Halloween tomorrow. The top 10 sports Halloween costume ideas. And what are you dressing up as? That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Woolchuck has his top 10 coming up here in just a moment. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We are waiting. We're standing by. Brian's, what's Vach call that, the golden phone?
The golden phone.
We are waiting for confirmation that Overshone's okay. He left practice a little bit early. We go into the Pimp Cup right now. Here's Lucius with your champ.
Yep. Hovey's home, but I never left. I got the global phone. Yep. Hovey said, bro. All right. Day two, going for three of this champion audio. It's from the fan after dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott. This man needs a history class. Just one time for your mind.
Please.
I didn't want to hear about my KU Jayhawks after I'd already said that they're terrible. But no, Blake comes in swashbuckling, loud, not listening to even the slightest bit of radio on the way in, and then just slaps me around for 3 minutes straight after I'd already said, I know.
I Monica Lewinsky'd you.
No, you didn't. No.
Is that the right way to use it?
No. In fact, I would not want you to Monica Lewinsky me.
I would not want you.
I thought we were bros, man.
See, I think Blake knows exactly what he's doing. Didn't he?
Why would you say that?
Didn't he break out laughing?
Mm. Yeah.
It was an uncomfortable laugh. He didn't know what he said.
I think he said it because he's a damn genius.
he's so smart.
He is maybe a just a comedic genius.
Now, fast comedy.
He knew what he was doing, that kid.
Fan After Dark coming up, man. 7 to 11. Maybe a fan after a dark blue dress. I think is Blake's threat, actually, for his Halloween costume.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's
to
pretty
get
incredible.
Yeah.
I hope he comes through with that one.
Hopefully he's very detail-oriented with the costume.
It's time now for a top 10 at 220. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, 877-881-1053. What's your favorite Halloween costume of all time? What are you going as? We got the top 10 best sports Halloween costumes. Did get a tremendous text that came in from R-Dub and Argyle. Just wanted Eric to know he was at the Mavs and OKC game the other night. And, Meg Thee Stallion was front row, and oh my goodness, R-Dub was on all fours just howling at the moon.
With all her splendor. She was out there with all her splendor.
Yes, she was.
With a white shirt on.
Very much white.
Sitting tight, fam.
Very tight.
Toy like a toy guy.
Sitting toy.
It's not Clay's stamina or cardio that we're worried about.
No.
It's just being locked in.
I thought it was going
to
be.
It's hard to be focused when you got something like that on the sideline.
Dude, she might need to go home.
Who's over there talking to my lady?
Distraction. Yeah. Distraction.
Yeah, that's true.
Honey, maybe you should just stay home. This is not good for my game. All right, speaking of Halloween costumes, here was Eli Manning. This is Monday night. They did the Manning cast. I feel like the Manning cast has kind of lost its luster a little bit.
You're not seeing as many awesome clips.
Just inconsistent. I also don't know when it's ever on.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it had its moment in the sun. And
talent
it's just
might
kinda
have something to do with that.
They need to loosen up a little bit. I feel like he's gotten stiff.
Yeah.
More rigid to broadcasting instead of just guys going in there talking.
Yeah, just have some fun. You're just watching a game.
Kind of mailing it in now, I think. But I was never a big fan. I just liked the clips. You know, it always felt a little awkward to me in a way that I didn't like.
And I never sat there really and just watched that. I usually would just indulge in the clips as well. Here was one that did percolate from Monday night. Eli Manning, what's his son going to go as Halloween as?
Charlie's dressing up as Jackson Dart for Halloween.
I don't know what I said.
Does it hurt? He's picking another Giants quarterback over you?
It hurts a little bit, but he's got the chain, which is nice. The problem is he's wanted to wear it. We got it last week, and he wants to wear it to school every day.
No, like, no.
It's just Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
It's just on Friday. You only get one day to wear it.
So he wants to go as Jackson Dart for Halloween. He wants to wear it every single day. It made me think of the kid Flash in Daddy Daycare. He just wears his Flash costume every single day. The parents can't ever. And I think that is probably a phase the kids go through. They're like, I like wearing this. I want to wear this every single day. But with the chain and the Jackson Dart makeup on the face, you know, it probably is a popular Halloween costume, I'm sure.
Some kids get into bits like that, man. They want to be Batman like every day for 4 months, you out. They want to have their full soccer kit on, you know, 7, 8 years old. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly boys, though. Girls, They might go like princess dress on you for a couple of weeks.
What do you think most kids? Yeah. You guys didn't do that?
I think we did underoos. I don't think I ever had a nice Halloween
costume.
You didn't
become
though.
A character one day? Like, man, I'm this guy now.
Yeah, I was Batman.
I was Batman,
sure.
Bro.
Yeah.
I was 100% Batman.
For a long time.
Like every day?
For a good stretch. I was Batman. I mean, kid, it was probably like a month or two, but
the costume
it seemed like
on?
4 years. I'm a kid.
Or did you just talk like Batman?
The costume and everything. I'm Batman, bro. My room was the Batcave.
Hell yeah.
Everything was black. Mm-hmm.
Did you call Dad
Alfred? Watching Batman all the time. Even the old Batmans with the...
Adam West.
Adam West.
Burt Ward.
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
I was locked in, bro.
Alfred. No, I did the Batman face. I think the first costume I ever had, though, was Barney.
Oh, you did the Barney bit.
I know. And now in hindsight, I'm like, what the hell?
I always thought you were more
it's
of
a Dallas classic.
Guy.
I loved Barney growing up. I was a big Barney fan. Yeah, filmed right here. But then there was a documentary that came out about Barney and...
About what? Barney on the inside.
Not good stuff, like leaving stuff in the tail, you know?
What?
Shouldn't be there. Yeah, like there were some rumoruskies. He was hiding drugs and stuff in the Barney tail.
He was boofing the Barney tail?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He needed a little help getting in character,
just
bro.
To, like, I gotta do this all the time.
You think you could do that
sing
sober?
And dance.
Barney was tripping
with a
balls.
Bunch of kids.
I got to have kid energy all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is challenging.
But I did
and
like,
I'm in this suit. I told my mom I was going to be an actor one day.
I met one of the Barneys a couple years back at my mechanic there in Sunnyvale.
Good guy?
He had great stories. He did.
It was probably fun. I mean, I enjoyed Barneys.
How many Barneys have we gone
I think
through?
There's been two or three Barneys. But he told me this story. He was at an award show, and Whitney Houston came up and gave him a kiss on the cheek and said, thanks for everything you do for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, was he in a costume?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay.
No.
He was standing at the bar ordering a drink.
Thanks, lady.
That guy over there, that's Barney.
Just open it.
We got
thanks, Whit.
She handed over that $100 bill after that. Your turn now.
Oh, man. Here was Jackson Dart.
Let me get that tail, Barney.
Yeah. Pass that tail over here, please. Let me get a little piece. Here was Jackson Dart when he found out about Eli Manning's son wanting to dress up as him for Halloween.
Think about the fact that Eli Manning's son is dressing up for you as Halloween.
I think it's awesome. I've met Charlie a few times. Obviously been around Eli a lot. And, I think that, you know, maybe like he said, he's a little disappointed that it wasn't him, but, it's just a cool relationship, and I think it's awesome.
I'm sure Charlie isn't going to be the only one. I mean, do you expect trick-or-treaters to come around to your place?
Shoot, I hope so. I'm going to be ready.
You going to have stuff for them?
Of course. Yeah, I love Halloween.
You gonna have stuff for them? You gonna have stuff for the kids?
Of course, the guy.
You gonna have stuff
for
them?
You guys gonna have candy?
You guys gonna have anything for the kids?
Of course, the guy from Ole Miss would love Halloween.
Oh yeah,
you seen some of those pictures from Halloween's in Oxford?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Some parties where yeah.
We got some texts Ooh. About Harley Quinn's. Yeah, those are always good ones from the 561.
Maybe I should run that back.
You know, Batman with the built-in chest from the 214. Some good texts.
Man,
coming.
You guys missed out. Maybe Dawson caught it. When we used to have the old. The plastic mask with like the little bitty air hole. Like you couldn't even breathe in the mask. Like it was a.
You'd be running. There was condensation.
We had those as kids.
With like the eye hole. You couldn't even breathe. There's like a little
absolutely.
Tiny. Like
you're sweating really. I mean, it'd be terrible.
It's like my Spider-Man one.
Okay. You had the with the strap on the back.
Yep, the strap. That's how you had to put it on.
Okay. I was thinking about that.
Yep.
I think my Michael Myers mask is like that I'm wearing. Tomorrow night,
but remember,
actually.
Dawson, it was that they first invented hockey goalie masks.
Stuck to your face.
Right. It was like, and you just sweat profusely.
You'd have to pick it up to run.
You couldn't see a damn thing.
Now they got this little spacer that goes off your chin that gives you a little bit more room to breathe.
Okay, so they've
upgraded. They've upgraded the engineering.
It's better now.
Those costumes, they'd rip as you're running.
They would.
Some of the most popular costumes for this year are the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I think that's always going to be up there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Victoria Ratliff from The White Lotus, if you remember her character.
Not familiar.
Which one is that?
Which one,
It was the mom.
My pills, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love her. Paula, whatever the hell her name is, something like that.
Piper. Funny.
Piper, no.
Piper, yeah.
Piper, no.
Piper, no.
Yeah, she was great. Beyonce from the Cowboy Carter tour with the chaps on. That's a good one right there.
Yes, please.
I don't think any of us watched The Summer I Turned Pretty, but it was very popular on Amazon.
Eric?
It is a rom-com.
I got it queued up.
Yeah. Belly, who is one of the main characters, and that's a big costume this year. Mary from Sinners, which was Josh Allen's wife's character.
Yeah, that's what my old lady wanted to do. She wanted me to be Michael B., and she's okay. That girl right there. She told me that last week, though. You got to plan for something like that.
Yeah.
She's like, hit the thrift stores. We'll find some things. I was like, now you're talking about like add more time to the day.
Yeah. That you need prep for that.
Need prep, girl.
Sydney from The Bear comes in at number 5, which is basically like a chef outfit.
I got one of those.
You do?
Yeah. I have a chef's coat with my name on it and an American flag on the collar. Yeah.
Wear it.
Yeah. And that, like, do you have a big old chef's hat too?
Oh, like Chef BRD?
Yeah.
I wish I could get one. That'd be kind of fun.
You'd look great in that.
I think we did see Sydney Sweeney and those McGuffies 2-on-4. I think everybody did.
What, yesterday, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure did.
At first, I thought I was like, is this real?
Yeah, I saved that bad boy. I thought it was AI.
But no, that's, it looks so good.
There's one post that has like 100,000 bookmarks on it.
Does it? Not a surprise, man. Not a surprise.
Oh, God.
Sabrina Carpenter's a very popular one this year. So is Elphaba from Wicked.
Elphaba.
I wish I knew these people.
The green one. But the most popular sports ones, the character from She's the Man, Viola, Amanda Bynes' character. You're basically in a soccer costume. That's like that's it.
But you have to be, but you probably got like a dude wig on, right? Wasn't she playing a dude?
She did cut her hair, so she looked like a guy. Yep. Well, She's the Man. 9 is the Average Joes from Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's fantastic.
Go as a backboard. Which, I mean, this one kind of looks like a...
Somebody's going
a lazy costume.
As a hoop?
Like a hoop? Yeah, backboard. So you basically just like put it on over your neck, and it's just the backboard with the hoop attached to
you're
it.
You're asking
and
to
then
get
you can carry it around a basketball.
Somebody's going to be trying to dunk on you all the time?
Yeah. Right. 7's Forrest Gump. I guess Forrest Gump's still a popular one.
I was running.
Wait, do you have like knee braces and stuff for it?
Definitely a fake
child one.
Yeah. Like that brace.
You need
like
the Nikes?
The Nikes and the red shorts.
Okay.
And then
maybe a hat.
You got to get some kind of wig and beard.
Box of chocolates.
The big beard.
Yeah, the big beard. Yeah. The big beard.
When he was marathoning.
Jenny.
I love you, Jenny. A big inflatable ball. And this is a soccer ball at number 6. I don't know how you're going to get in and out of doors with that thing. This looks tough to navigate.
Outside only.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny.
Doors.
The Doors. Lola Bunny's a good one.
Lola Bunny.
Doors.
Jim Morrison. True.
3 is the baseball on the mitt. If you want to go as a couple's costume, one person's the baseball, the other person's the mitt. It's a good one. Clever.
You have an actual mitt that you're
wearing?
Yeah,
you wear it as a suit, a mitt, and then the other person wears the
baseball. Is she the mitt or are you the ball?
This one has the man as the mitt.
Ball. Yeah, if she walks around the mitt, y'all look crazy.
She's got the mitt.
She's the man.
For one. She's the man.
Ricky Bobby at number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Wonder Bread outfit?
Sure.
What do we do with that?
Yeah, it's Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread is sponsoring. Or you can also do Cal, which is Old Spice.
I hope I'm not spoiling number 1, but I'm just thinking like in real time of what's hot, like Chad Powers.
Chad Powers is probably going to be a great one. That's not spoiling number 1. I think Chad Powers absolutely should be a great Halloween costume. A League of Their Own is number 1. If you're looking for a group idea.
That's the ladies.
For the ladies.
Baseball. No crying in baseball.
The classic pink and the red Rockford Peaches uniform. There's no crying in baseball. So there's some of your Halloween costume ideas. Hopefully everybody's ready to go for tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Coach Prime would be a good one.
Coach Prime would be a good one.
Cowboy hat, coaching kind of referee outfit, whatever, you
walk
know.
Walk with a limp.
Yeah, walk with a limp.
Gray up the beard.
Say, gosh darn it all the time. Gosh darn it. Where my boys at?
That could win. That could win if you could get on mic like at a bar costume
That'd be
party.
Fantastic.
Okay, we got to run a little college football darty coming up, Chief.
Yeah, let's go into the Aggie locker room, hear the halftime speech from Elko as they went and dominated Broadus's fellas in the second half, and we prep our bodies for the college
football. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Football weekend.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fam. Okay, we got Cowboys news continuing to flow out of practice. The update on Overshown is a thumb, and he's back at practice. Okay, so... Sucks that he's hurt, but apparently not going to take him out of action as his return from IR continues. Here's the chief of the college football, Daugherty.
Yes, sir. So much to get to in the college football world right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, freaking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
You know, really good point. And the 940 with the Halloween sports costumes.
Yes.
Belichick and his girlfriend.
Oh, that's a great one.
That
that's
would a good be a good one.
That's a good one. I like that.
I mean, you guys could. You,
shout out to
you.
Where they're from? The 9 what?
940.
Look at that. 940.
Do the yoga bit from time to time. Remember when they were on the beach together? Oh, yeah. The airplane deal that you do with your kids, right? Just trying to keep her happy, trying to keep her entertained. A lovely day at the beach for the Belichicks. Okay, a couple of college football housekeeping notes. First, we salute the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Wolchuk's fighting Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Go Big Red!
Loved them ever since Sexy Rexy Burkhead went there. And Matt Rhule, who has been rumored, of course, to take over perhaps at Penn State, he has signed a 2-year contract extension, taking him through the 2032 season. It includes a $15 million buyout this year that effectively eliminates him from any jobs in this coaching cycle, according to Pete Thamel. Now, it is interesting to see Matt Rhule combined. If I told you Matt Rhule has 18 tries coaching against AP-ranked opponents Baylor and Nebraska. How many of those 18 would you think he has won?
Two.
Four.
Yeah, I was thinking four. Let's go three.
Let's go bagel.
None?
Yeah.
Ofer.
I was going to ask if he's really fit for the Penn State job.
Wow. He was a favorite for that gig. Now that he got the extension, I think it's pivoted to Jeff Braum at Louisville.
They got their guy, huh?
I'll tell you the guy that hires that Clark Lee at Vanderbilt.
I know. Man.
That's a disciplinarian guy. That's a guy that is like he's super accountable. He's got a really good staff of coaches that have kind of built that program at Vanderbilt. If you were smart, like LSU should talk to Clark Lee.
Yeah, I think that's the underrated thing when we talk about the college football hiring stuff is it's like it's all about the head coach, the head coach, the head coach.
Yeah.
But what staff is he bringing along with him? That was the thing that Nick Saban was always able to maintain with guys walking out the door, leveling up, and then bang, I got a guy that can come in here and be just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
And not every coach has that pipeline of coaches to keep building out a wonderful staff year in, year out.
To Nick Saban's credit, he got extremely lucky with his very first staff at LSU. And I say this because there was a guy, he was at Michigan State. He had a plane ready for all his coaches to fly with him. And he had a guy named Morris Watts that was on the staff. And Morris Watts had been at LSU, and he convinced all the other coaches on Saban's staff that you couldn't win at LSU, that the pressure's too much to win. And none of the guys got on the plane, and that's how he got Will Muschamp. That's how he got Derek Dooley. That's how he got Kirby Smart. That's how he was going to bring every one of his coaches from Michigan State with him to LSU. Wow. And those guys didn't get on the plane. They stayed with a coach that got there. They hired.
Whoever replaced Saban.
Yeah,
there.
A guy, Williams. I forgot his first name. But that staff got completely blown out in like 2 years later, 3 years later.
So Saban had to start from scratch with a staff at LSU, and he nailed it?
He had none of his guys. I take that back. I think he had one guy that went with him, a running back coach went with him. Everybody else stayed at Michigan State and got blown out. And that's how he hired Smart, Dooley, and those coaches that I'm talking about that end up being all big-time coaches.
How about it, man? Okay, other college football housekeeping notes. Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, best in the business, made history. First ever collegiate athlete featured on a Red Bull can. Can you imagine all the kids at Ohio State?
Red Bull
and their tails off. Hanging on to Jeremiah Smith.
It's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Good for him.
And apparently the College Football Playoff Management Committee has selected Tampa Bay to host the 2029 CFP National Championship.
You ready?
So go ahead and get your travel plans in order.
Tampa Bay.
If you feel like 2029.
Fire them cannons.
Your year for your team. All right. Before we look forward, we must look back. We go into the halftime locker room for the Aggies down 18-14 to Broaddus' LSU Tigers in Death Valley. Here's Mike Elko.
If you want to win a football game on the road, you got to start playing winning football. Right? Winning football means no penalties. Right? Stop killing ourselves with drives. It means no turnovers. Protect the football. It means create turnovers on defense. And it means we've got to tackle on defense. You do those things, you will run them out of the building. Two turnovers, a punt block, kill drives, extended drives, missed tackles, and they're up four. You're the better team, but if you don't play winning football, it doesn't matter.
Now, something really resonates from Elko's voice to his players, because in the second half, I saw from Robert Barron's, in SEC play, the Aggies have outscored its opponents 103-48 in the second half.
Damn.
103-48.
Good football team.
In the second half.
That's domination.
They
figured out the transfer portal on defense. They got 6 of their 11 starters are transfer dudes.
They graduated a lot.
Yeah.
They needed a replacement. They did a good job.
They did a really good job with that.
I mean, maybe watching Cassius Howell is one of my favorite things to do.
His bend is incredible. I did see Dane put out, because I've been getting the draft stuff
ready. Arms.
31-inch arms. Now, maybe they get longer.
Arm inch. Maybe they get longer. That's a good point, Will Chuck.
Maybe he can find a way to get them longer. They do this. Like, how many times do we have the hand size? Like, that changed 3 different times over the course of the draft.
How would you go about trying to elongate your arms? I mean, you're just having two people tug on you horizontally?
It's got to be a way to flub it, or whoever's measuring you.
Or you just do hangs as much like...
massage the elbows, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, grease them up.
Pull them apart.
You might just be screwed.
Yeah, I don't think it matters, though. Haven't we seen a lot of people break that trend? Aren't a lot of pass rushers in the league right now? Like Benito, even Micah, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah,
we've seen plenty of guys.
I think we need to change the way. But like, it was the size, and then now we're seeing smaller and smaller edges, you know. And maybe that's a reason why some of these guys aren't great when it comes to always playing the run. Like, I think David Bailey at Tech is an example of this. But the tape's great for the player, so...
Aggies also holding 4 of 5 opponents to 7 or fewer second half points. So as soon as you think you got the Aggies right where you want them, bang, quarter number 3 and 4 happen. and they start running away with victory.
Jake Riepma, Tolo in right now, just said Saturday they got Elko on the show.
That's Fan right. University. I heard that earlier.
Fan University live from Jake's.
Yep. Carter Freeman.
On Greenville.
Let's go.
Man, that's beautiful. Those guys are pulling. Big time guests.
Oh, I think Carter had to step out for the rest of the afternoon to prep for it. So best of luck to him on that journey.
Yeah. That guy's dialed, man.
Oh, no.
We always appreciate that about him. Okay, you do have the Miami Hurricanes coming to SMU, and it is SMU homecoming. So I don't know what type of fire that lights under the Hurricanes a little bit.
Here I am.
What we're doing right now?
That's another 11 o'clock kick.
Sold out their stadium. Yes, I know, and I'm kind of bummed because I was scratching and clawing to get to this game. And then, I'm not bummed. I'm excited. I'm going to be at the Verizon store in Arlington handing out great opportunities for Thanksgiving.
What time?
Cowboys tickets.
11?
11 a.m. Okay. Yeah, so right when the kickoff happens. So if you walk up to me in Arlington on Saturday,
he's going
to
be in full Verizon Canes gear.
I'll just be watching
face painted
from my phone. Yeah, I'll be a rabid college football fan live from Verizon.
Will you be a better host than I am when it comes to handing out stuff and things like that?
I mean, I would like to think, right?
I think
I'm at least going to say hi.
The bar's pretty low.
I think there's a chance.
Thank you.
I think there's a chance that you just walk in there and say who you are and throw the tickets in the air and walk out.
I'm out. Later, dude.
I gotta
have fun.
I got a game to watch.
So you're going to watch.
I like this approach to homecoming, though.
Yeah.
This is big time, right? Let's make it our best game.
Right, right.
It's a high profile.
You excited about Michael Irvin being on the sidelines for this one?
Oh, he's gonna be on all
home
fours,
game for him,
crawling around. Yeah, home game for him. No
you should
question.
Go check out what he just posted. You're gonna love it. Eric.
He'll still find a way to be the sweatiest person in that stadium, despite it being outdoors and a bit chilly. I would say. Maybe advantage SMU there. This is only Miami. Wait, I think this is Miami's first game out of the state of Florida.
Wow.
This season.
You're leaking confidence at this one.
I am. I was, but now I'm confident. I'm back to feeling good about it.
Yeah, because they played Florida.
They had four home games to start the season. Then they play at Florida State. Then they just got beat by Louisville at home.
Okay.
And then they had Stanford at home. So now this is their second road game of the season and first time out of the state of Florida.
Look up the last time.
Shivering.
Look the last time they played in Dallas.
I don't know.
Look up that game.
Oh, my gosh. What is it? Like
86?
Like, did they ever play in Dallas? 50s?
Yeah.
It was a Cotton Bowl.
It was a Cotton Bowl, and they mauled Texas. It was like,
oh, man.
It was one of those things where, yeah, like there was some serious taunting going on in that thing.
Wow. Well,
was that the frisking Miami Hurricanes?
Yeah, that was the
80s.
The convicts.
I'm trying to think of what year that was, but it was when the Cotton Bowl was played over at the Cotton Bowl, not over like now.
91.
Yeah.
That was prime Miami time.
Yeah.
What is 46-3?
Wow. Playmakers tweeting stuff? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
It's one that you're going to absolutely love. You should check it out. He dressed up his dogs for Halloween.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, I should take that back.
Is he Kirk Herbstreit for Halloween? Shooting?
At the same guy crushed.
No, but he's just like, you know, what his dogs are doing here. He's in the festive mood. It's spooky season.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'm excited at Michael Irvin 88. I'm heading to his Twitter right now.
Dog lover.
But there is your Darty.
Oh, look at that. Time flies when we're having fun. Cute, Bobby Corella's coming up at 3:20. We have Cowboys news flowing out of practice. We'll reset you on that. Talk about the massive Mavs fail. Somehow got worse, even though they got the dub. That's coming up next here to the G-Bag Nation and the fam.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.